September is Eat Local Month on Stray FM.
Celebrating the best of independent Harrogate.
Welcome along to a bustling lunchtime here in Bolterson's in the centre of Harrogate. You may well have walked past Bolterson's. You may well have seen the cakes in the window, which are very impressive, if I can say that to you, Paul. I'm sat here with Paul, who's the owner of Bolterson's and Norse. And we are really talking about Norse because Norse could be a bit of a hidden treasure, really, couldn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the restaurant people sometimes refer to it as a pop-up, but it's actually been operating now for nearly 2.5 years, so it's a heck of a pop-up. It's open 5 nights a week. In Bolterson's, we just do a little change around, light some candles, kind of dim the lights, and we offer a very different style of food.
So this is the evening, basically, version of the cafe down here. It's a table service restaurant, full service restaurant. And you may not be aware of it because you might walk past and just think it's a cafe, but actually it's a high quality of food you've got going on here in the evenings, isn't it?
But we like to think so. We describe the food as kind of Nordic-inspired food or Nordic-influenced food. We actually entered the Michelin Guide last year and the Good Food Guide. We've just been renewed in the Good Food Guide again for this year. We just had inspectors in last week from the AA and they awarded us 2 rosettes. Yeah, we're cooking some food that people think it is good, and that's not just us saying that, that's kind of nationally recognised critics saying that.
What can people expect then if they come in and have a look at the menu? What sort of things can they expect? What sort of dishes have you got?
Okay, so it is a bit different. So we just recently changed to a format which we offer either a 4 or an 8 course menu. It's quite difficult. It depends when you come in. If you come in the summer, at the moment we've kind of got veggies, carrots on, as a starter, or as the first course rather, and then some lovely brill and some pork and a kind of damson and white chocolate dessert. That's on the 4-course menu, but as we head into September, it's going to get a little bit more autumnal, probably a little bit richer. The best bet is to look at the menu online and just expect something roughly like that. But, you know, we like guests to kind of come in and just eat what we've made for them, what we've prepared for them sort of on that week.
You mentioned you're Nordic inspired. How does that kind of come through in the cooking? How does that make it special?
So we're talking probably some techniques that we're using, some of the sort of pickling, fermenting, dehydrating, all these kind of things, ways that preserving food that might be available now for use later in the year. And then we're also looking at presentation and flavour profiles. We're not importing ingredients from Scandinavia or from the Nordic countries. We use what's available to us here, but we're just putting that kind of little Nordic spin on it. And then, and it's, in a way, it's some of the inspiration, some of the restaurants that we look up to, you know, restaurants in Copenhagen, in Stockholm, in Oslo. Those, you know, Nordic food has been really pushing the boundaries over the last 10, 20 years.
And one of the other things that makes you a bit unique is you mentioned before we came on air that you have a dynamic pricing structure, don't you? So depending on when you choose to come, can affect the price, can't it?
Yeah, so I think we're one of the first restaurants really in the country that have introduced this style of pricing it in the way that we do it. We have a 4 and 8 course menu. If you want to eat the 4-course menu at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, you'll pay one price, £25 per person at the moment. And if you want to eat that at 7:30, our peak time on a Saturday, you pay £40. And it's the same menu, it's just changing the price depending on the demand and when people want to eat.
Yeah, so what better excuse do you need than to A, make your Tuesday nights a bit more exotic and a bit more, and have a fantastic experience on a Tuesday night, but also to come and experience something that you may not have decided to come along, because actually it brings it great value and can't really go wrong at that price, can you?
For the style of food that we offer, for the complexity of the cooking, for the effort that the guys in the kitchen behind the scenes put into it, you know, I think £40 is good value for the 4-course menu. At £25, it's a steal. And if you're gonna take one of the vouchers that we're offering via Stray, then, you know, we're feels like we're paying you to come here.
Yeah. This is a fantastic thing about the Eat Local Month. We are promoting all of these brilliant independent eateries that we have in Harrogate and in our area. And if you go on the website strayfm.com, if you're lucky, there may well still be some vouchers on the website, but you can of course find out more about Norse on the website strayfm.com. Click on Eat Local Month, and if you want to come direct to the Norse's website, what's that, Paul?
That's Norse Restaurant strayfm.co.uk.
September is Eat Local Month on Stray FM. Find out more at strayfm.com.